For 2 whole weeks, as soon as I was out of school and after we'd done our chores, we'd meet at the creek and play. Eva let me hold her hand without thinking twice now, no longer self-conscious about her scars. We'd hold hands and run up and down the muddy bank like wild ponies. We'd stop catching crawdads, and I'd started braiding Eva's hair. When it was braided, it looked like it was mixed with golden thread, the same golden thread that made her eyelashes sparkle like tiny diamonds having woven in between each lash, especially when the sun hit it. She'd never had anyone braid her hair before and would stare at her reflection in the water like she couldn't believe it was her looking back. Mama would skin me alive if she saw me looking at myself like this. "Well, she's not here, so look all you want," I teased her. I teased her, but I liked sitting beside her and looking at her reflections in the water as much as she did. I thought we looked like sisters. Well, I always made sure to put her hair back in the same little knot before Eva went home. Every hair pulled back tight enough, I was afraid it hurt, but Eva never complained. Sometimes we'd pretend we were married women and have dinner parties with our make-believe husbands. We'd pick wild flowers for our centerpieces and use bark for our dishes. Our fine dining table was an old stump in the back of our field. I'd bring tea cakes and biscuits with molasses and whipped butter, whatever treat Mama had for me and Henry, and watch Eva savor every crumb. She said she'd never tasted anything so good, and I thought of all the times I'd eaten them without giving them a second thought. I'd never considered myself lucky. I mean, I knew Mama was good, but I'd taken her for granted. Before I met Eva, I just assumed every mama made sweets for their children and tucked them in at night. I thought every daddy went to work and came home happy with stories to tell at the dinner table and a kiss on the cheek before bedtime. Eva had none of those things, and she didn't hold a single grudge against me for having all that and more. We never brought up anything from her past. It's hard to explain, but once Eva put down the burden of all those stories and secrets, they just didn't seem to be a part of her. We played like normal kids every afternoon, and I'd gotten so used to our schedule at the creek, I convinced myself everything was going to be like that forever. But Eva's life had changed, and before long, she'd be coming to my house for a sleepover. But of course, that didn't happen. About 2 weeks later, Eva told me that she wouldn't be able to meet me every day. The people coming to the revival were getting bored with the snakes, and her parents were getting anxious. We still met whenever we could, but Eva wasn't as talkative as she'd been before. We didn't run and laugh as much. Actually, we didn't play at all. A lot of the time, those last few days, Eva was busy catching snakes.